And welcome to another edition of Native Connections Radio.
Hello, community. My name's Shannon, and this is...
Eric.
And we're joining you today to talk about suicide prevention that we have taken from this great book, Hope Squad, written by Greg Hudnall. We run the Native Connection Grant at the Kamau Behavioral Health. It's a youth and young adult suicide and substance use prevention grant. Last week, we spoke about stigma of mental health. This is our eighth show, What to Say or Not to Say. If you have any questions, please call our Native Connection number, 625-4261, extension 0401. We're all still in this COVID crisis, and we're all experiencing and learning to cope. Although suicide is a real issue in Indian Country and here in Hoopa as well, and although there's so many deaths, it's not really something that's talked about. That's why we're addressing it here. Taking the first step to talk is the first step in healing it. We want to make it so we are all comfortable talking about suicide, because this will help.
In many cases, people don't know what to do or say when they come across someone in suicide ideation. So knowing what to say or what not to say is one of the basic steps in suicide prevention. So if you do come across someone with suicide ideation, give that person your total attention. Put your cell phone away. Move to a private setting if you're not already in one. And listen to what they are saying. Watch your body language. How you act is as important as what you say. Be sympathetic, non-judgmental, patient, calm, and accepting, and offer hope. When you are with that person, be present in mind, body, and spirit. People can tell very quickly whether or not you are sincere, and that will dictate if they close off or open up even more. Besides knowing what to do, you may also need help knowing what to say.
You want to start with an I message, like, I noticed you seem to be struggling today. Is everything okay? Or, I'm worried about you. How can I help you? I am here for you. Or, I may not understand what you're going through, but I'm here to listen and help. While there are many helpful things you can say or do as you talk with someone who is struggling, there's also several important things not to do or say.
Many youth are turned off by people who had good intentions but didn't actually make them feel safe or cared about. So some phrases to not say include, it's not that bad. You will get over this and find someone else. Just suck it up. The sun will rise and everything will be fine. You're not suicidal, are you? I promise you'll grow out of this. Some things not to do are argue with the suicidal person, act shocked, promise confidentiality, offer ways to fix their problem, or blame yourself. So by following or not following the suggestions in these lists, you may create a positive experience and guide someone to get the help he or she needs.
And this is the end of our show. In closing, we remind you, you can always call Native Connections at 625-4261, extension 0401. Next week, we'll be back with Chapter 9 from The Hope Squad by Greg Hudnall. Take care.
Suwanik. If you know someone who needs immediate help, please call any of these numbers. The National Suicide Prevention Hotline, which is 1-800-273-8255. The National Crisis Text Line. You can text HOME to 741-741. The Humboldt County Crisis Line, 707-445-7715. Two Feathers Crisis Line. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and their number is 707-382-0629. There's Strong Hearts Native Helpline, 1-844-7-NATIVE, and they're from 7 to 10 p.m. daily. You can call Kamau Behavioral Health. Counselors are available. Their number is 625-4261, extension 0450. These numbers are all on the Native Connections Facebook page.
This has been a KIDE Community Connections program. Native Connections Radio is a production of Kamau Medical Center's Behavioral Health Department. It is hosted and produced by Shannon Wilhite and Eric Reese. It is recorded and engineered at the KIDE Studio 91 by Joseph Orozco. Each Native Connection program is available as an audio file at www.kidefm.org, download podcast tab, health. The next Native Connections radio program runs next Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. news block hours. We thank you for listening.